My friends and I were sitting around someone's house waiting on a pizza and a devotional that was going to take place that night. And time kept passing by, and we were just chatting and making light conversation. One of my friends loves to make hyper-Calvinistic jokes. Say someone politely asks him to move or change seats, he'll make a comment like, "Well, if God wants me to get off this couch, God will do so. He doesn't need my help." Or, "If God has predestined for that door to open, nothing can stop him, and he doesn't need me to open it for him." Well, as my friends and I were enjoying one another's company, someone finally took notice of the growling that was coming from their stomach. And they said, "Hey, that pizza should have gotten here by now. Where in the world is that pizza man? Did he get lost? Did he die? Did he forget about us or something? What happened to the pizza man?" Taking advantage of the situation, I turned towards my friend and I made a comment, "No worries. If God wants that pizza here, he doesn't need a delivery boy. It'll just show up somehow." The point had been made. No one's stomach in the room would settle for a comment like that. We all wanted that pizza, and we all knew that the pizza had to get to us somehow. Someone had to deliver it to us, or we would starve that night. William Carey, who's the father of modern missions, once was told to cool down his fervor for missions. He was told that he was too passionate about missions, and that if God wanted those people saved, God would save them no matter what. Oh, God has ordained us to be ministers of the gospel. He has not revealed his sovereignty to us in order that we may sit around and enjoy the gospel for ourselves. In Romans chapter 10, God sets forth his plan for the spread of the gospel. "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless someone has been sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." Romans 10, 13 through 16. People are starving for the gospel, and it is sin not to spread it. And the scriptures make it clear, people will not hear unless we become God's delivery boy.